Exercise 9, page 81.
Tonight, we have Jamie Fletcher, a travel writer, who is here to talk about his stay in an ice hotel. Jamie, what made you go there?
The simple answer is that my editor sent me there, but it's also the nature of the job, I suppose. Nobody wants to read about how I spent 2 weeks on the beach. That'd be boring, which is why I don't do that kind of writing. What the readers want is the weird and the wonderful, and the ice hotel certainly fits that bill.
Can you tell us a little about how ice hotels started?
It all started back in 1990, when a French artist held an exhibition in a sort of large igloo, a kind of shelter made of blocks of snow, in a place called Kiruna, way up in the north of Sweden, inside the Arctic Circle. Apparently one night some of the visitors decided to sleep in the exhibition hall, and it seems they enjoyed the experience. The first ice hotel opened soon after, and it has been rebuilt ever since.
Did you say rebuilt?
Don't get worried. It doesn't mean it's poorly constructed and in need of constant repair. The roof isn't going to fall on your head. In the spring, the ice melts as the weather gets warmer, and by the middle of summer, there is nothing left of the old hotel, and a new one has to be created out of new ice.
Having to rebuild a hotel every year sounds like a lot of hard work.
It is, but it also has its benefits. The owners can easily change the number of rooms in the hotel. That's one reason why visitors are told to book well in advance. If the owners know how many guests they'll have, then they know how many rooms to build.
What about the furniture? Is that made of ice too?
Just about everything in the hotel is made of ice. And in some hotels, even the plates and glasses are ice. Obviously, they won't serve your hot meal on an ice plate. You'll be served cold food. You have to remember that the idea is not to spend a long time in these places. Most people only stay for one or two nights. If you want to stay longer, heated chalets are available. You can also get a hot meal in nearby restaurants.
I can't help thinking that this place is a little too cold for me.
It's not as cold as you might think. Even when the temperature outside is minus 30, the temperature inside rarely falls below minus 3 degrees. The air is very dry despite all that ice, so it's not quite as bad as you would imagine. Of course, guests are told to bring warm clothes, but the hotels will provide them for people if necessary. And on the plus side, the beds are actually very warm, so a good night's sleep is no problem whatsoever.
It all sounds very interesting, but I'm not too sure that you've convinced me to go.
It is expensive, and it is a long journey for such a short break. Look, this is not the sort of place you would take the family to for a 2-week summer break, but if you're looking for a holiday with a difference, I'm sure you'll find the ice hotel an unforgettable experience.